You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's open the Bible together to 2 Samuel chapter 23.
我们今天读第一节到第七节。
Today we're going to read from verses 1 to 7.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
因为我们是你的孩子。
Because we are your children.
我们可以坦然无惧地到你面前。
We can fearlessly come before you.
我们可以吃喝享受你的自己。
We can eat and drink and enjoy yourself.
这是何等的特权。
What special privilege this is.
我们更要感谢你。
All the more we want to thank you.
你常常借着你的话对我们的心说话。
Constantly through your own words you speak to our hearts.
当我们一同坐在你脚前的时候。
And we're being seated together in front of your feet.
我们求你向我们扬脸。
We beseech that you open up your face to show your face to us.
对我们施恩。
Have mercy on us.
打开你的话。
Open up your words.
照明我们心中的隐情。
Enlighten all the hidden things in our heart.
我们一同等候你。
We wait together upon you.
祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 一个人活在地上如果没有希望是很痛苦的事。
When a person lives on earth without hope, it's a very sorrowful thing.
因为如果没有希望,我们活着干什么呢?
Because without hope, why are we living?
但是很多的时候,我们对着未来并不是有很多的盼望。
But oftentimes, towards our future, we really do not have too much hope.
所以你常常听到有人说,也许... 好的事情早晚会发生。
So therefore constantly you have people saying maybe good things will happen sooner or later.
或者你有听到一些人说
Maybe you hear someone else say
总该发生好事了吧。
Some good things should have happened now.
人能够一直这么倒霉吗?
It can be so unfortunate all these times.
甚至于有人说
Even someone else may even say
不管现实怎么样。
Regardless of what the actual facts are,
我就不要去想它吧。
I just don't want to even think about it.
整个美国的社会,
the whole society of America,
有一个很大的一个企业,
there is a very huge enterprise.
整个这个不是一个公司,
it's not just one company,
是一个产业。
It's really like an inheritance.
The whole industry.
Like whole industry.
这一个行业,
and this industry, this business.
他们靠什么赚钱呢?
How do they make their money? What do they rely on?
他们给人制造希望。
They create hope for people.
那这个产业是什么呢?
What kind of industry is this then?
广告业。
Advertisement.
所有的广告
All kinds of advertisement
都是给你一个盼望
It's all creating a hope for you
我穿了这个我就漂亮了
If I wear this, I'll look beautiful
我吃了这个我就健康了
If I eat this, I'll be healthy
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
人活在这个地上
Men living in this world
只有一个盼望
There's only one hope
是这一位使人有盼望的神。
Is this God who gives hope?
是我们唯一的盼望。
He's our only hope.
如果你还记得罗马书15章13节的话,
If you still remember the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 13,
你就知道我们这些信主的人是多么幸福。
And you will realize we who believe in the Lord, how blessed we are.
那些没有神的人,
These people, the godless people,
他们活在这个世界上,
when they live in this world,
他们不可能有什么好的盼望。
It's not possible that they can have any good hope.
无论他们从哪一个角度去看,
regardless from which angle they will look at it,
无论他们看见的是政治的领袖,
regardless whether they look at the political leaders,
哪一个国家政治的领袖 都有问题。
Whichever country, the political leaders, they always have problems.
都好像是极大灾难的源头。
They always seem to be the source of the greatest calamities.
不只是看政治，很悲哀。
Not only was it tragic to look at politics.
这个地球的环境。
The environments on this world.
人口的膨胀。
The expansion of the population,
污染,
the contaminations.
谁对地球的未来有盼望呢?
Who has hope for the future of this world?
打仗的声音,
the noises of the wars.
一直没有断过。
It's never stopped.
圣经说民要攻打民。
The Bible said the people will fight against the people.
国要攻打国。
Nations against nations.
哪里有和平?
Where is peace?
随时不知道哪里就会出事情。
Anytime, wherever, wherever, there was something will happen.
如果没有神,
Without God,
你到哪里去找盼望?
Where can you find hope?
整个撒母耳记,
The whole book of Samuel,
其实是要帮助神的百姓。
In reality, he's trying to help the people of God.
来学会为什么我们要祷告。
It's to learn why we need to pray.
怎么祷告呢?
How to pray then?
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
因为只有神的国降临。
Because only, it's only when the kingdom of God comes.
人才会有真实的盼望。
Then will men have true hope.
我们今天所读的这几节圣经
The few verses that we're reading from the Bible today
是在撒母耳记最后的这几章圣经中
It's actually in the last few chapters of the book of 2 Samuel
两段非常了不起的诗篇里面的一小段
And it's actually a small part in the two very important paragraphs in the book of hymns, Psalms
22章
Chapter 22
是了不起的一篇诗篇
is a very great psalm
在那一篇的诗篇里
and in that psalm
它告诉我们
it tells us
耶和华神
the Lord Jehovah
怎么建立他的国度
how he established his kingdom
而我们今天所读的这一点点短短的诗篇
And today, the little short psalm that we're reading today
是告诉我们
is telling us
耶和华神
the Lord Jehovah God
要把他的国度
he wants to put his kingdom
将来带进何等美丽的光景
to bring into a future a beautiful situation
那在我们今天所读的这一段圣经里
and in this part of this Bible that we just read today
他一开始就说
It starts in the very beginning to say
大卫末了的话
The last words of David
我们都知道
And we all know
我们读撒母耳记基本上就是来读大卫的故事
Then when we're reading the book of Samuel basically we are reading the story of David
大卫的故事实在是多彩多姿
And David's story is actually exciting and colorful
大卫的故事从他做一个小牧人开始。
And David's story began with him being as a small shepherd.
到成为一个大英雄。
To become a great hero.
成为一个君王。
Become a king.
成为一个有智慧的人。
Become a wise person.
也成为一个愚蠢的人。
And also become a foolish person.
犯罪。
He sinned.
跌倒。
He fell.
实在是多方多面。
In all ways, actually.
到了这个时候。
And until this time.
我们来到了大卫末了的话。
And we come to the last words of David.
什么叫做大卫末了的话?
What does it mean, the last words of David?
难道这个是大卫在快要断气前的五分钟所说的几句话吗?
Is it the last few words that David uttered just 5 minutes before he's dying?
那我们很确定不是。
And we can be sure that is not the case.
因为你再继续读下去，你就知道大卫后来还说话了。
Because if you continue to read on, you realize that David later on spoke more words.
好像他没死成那样子。
As if he has not succeeded in dying.
所以那这个末了的话是什么意思呢？
So then what does it mean, the last words of David?
末了的话。
The last words.
有人以为
Some people can think
哦，这是大卫他最后一次所写的诗
It's the David's last psalm
有可能
It's possible
但是如果我们来读这段圣经的时候
However, if we're truly reading this part of the Bible
我们发现大卫末了的话
We discover that the last words of David
其实是大卫把他一生做了一个浓缩的总结。
It's actually David concluding, and he's trying to dense the last words of his whole life.
并且
also,
他也遥望未来。
He also looking at a distance towards the future.
所以我们可以这么说。
Therefore, we can put it this way.
大卫末了的话。
The last words of David.
就是大卫最后的遗言和他的见证。
It's actually David's last words before he dies and also his testimony.
It's the last will and testimony.
The last will and testimony of David's.
我不知道你们有多少人知道 John Bunyan 是谁。
I don't know how many of you know who John Bunyan is.
约翰本人。
John Bunyan.
写那个天路历程的作者。
He's the one who wrote the pilgrimage.
他写了一小段话。
He wrote a small part of the words.
不是在他最后一口气的时候写的。
Not during his last breath.
是他知道他要离开这个世界以前。
It's just moments before he realized that he's going to leave, depart from this world.
他希望别人记住他要说的话。
He hopes that the others will remember what he wants to say.
他说你们不要为我哭泣。
He said, do not weep for me.
要为你们自己哭泣。
But weep for yourselves.
因为主耶稣基督的父。
Because the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着他所爱的儿子。
Through the Son that he loves.
会接纳我。
He will accept me.
虽然我是一个罪人。
Although I'm a sinner.
将来有一天我们会一起唱新歌。
And today, one day, we will all be together be singing new songs.
并且我们会一直在喜乐中。
And together, all the while, we will be joyfully together.
所以你可以看到他的最后末了的话。
And therefore, you can see that his last words.
是把自己的生命做一个最简短的总结。
So it's using his whole life as to condense it as a very brief one.
约翰本人的总结就是我是个罪人。
John Bunyan's own summary is that he is a sinner.
但是上帝爱我。
But God loves me.
他对着将来有一个荣耀的盼望。
He has a glorious hope for the future.
那基本上这就是大卫末了的话。
And basically, these are the last words of David.
我觉得大卫的这一段诗啊
And I feel that this psalm of David
跟以撒末了的话
Comparing to Isaac's last words
雅各末了的话
Jacob's last words
摩西末了的话
Moses' last words
都不太像
They are not too similar to each other
因为那几个人末了的话
Because the last words of these few people
大部分都是一些祝福
Mostly was about some blessings
我觉得大卫的这个诗啊
But I feel that David's hymn here
其实蛮像保罗在使徒行传二十章
It's very similar to Paul's in the book of Acts chapter 20
当他对以弗所的长老说了那末了的话
When we're speaking to the elders of the Ephesus the last words
那里讲到保罗他在以弗所服事的总结
And there is talking about his conclusion of his service in the church of Ephesus.
并且告诉他们前面可能发生的事
And also telling them about what will happen in the future.
换一句话说
In other words,
整个圣经里面对于末了的话的那个概念
The concept of the Bible towards the last words
是让我们能够对自己的一生有一个总结
is that we may have a conclusion towards our own whole life
并且对着未来有一个盼望
also to have a hope towards our future
希望别人怎么记得我们
and to hope how others may remember us
很可惜现在的中国人啊
It's a pity that the Chinese people of these days
都不太好好写遗嘱了
Do not write their will too well
都不太写自己末了的话
They didn't know how to write the last words of them for themselves
现在如果有遗嘱的人
These days people with their will
那里面只有一件事
There's only one thing in there
就他那几个臭钱怎么办
Just how to handle their few dollars left
却没有想到
Little did they realize,
他会给他的后代留下什么 legacy?
What kind of legacy would he have left for his descendants?
也许
Maybe.
神能够在我们这个时代中
That God may be in our generation.
让我们开始学会给别人留下一些 legacy.
To help us to learn how to leave good legacies for our other descendants, for our descendants.
这短短的一篇诗啊
And these very short, brief hymns, psalms,
却有非常奇妙的结构
But it has a very amazing structure.
它的第一节
The first verse
是大卫神的君王
is David, the king of God.
它跟第六节和第七节相对应
It's actually parallel to verses 6 and 7.
那里讲到
There it talks about
神和他君王的仇敌
God and his king's enemies
第二节到第三节的上半段
Verses 2 to the first part of 3 Verse 3
是耶和华对大卫说话
Is our Lord Jehovah speaking to David
第五节是耶和华与大卫立约
And verse 5 is our Lord God making a covenant with David
这两段也是互相呼应
And these two are also parallel with each other.
中间那一段
The middle part, the middle verse.
是第三节的下半段跟第四节
It's the second part of verse 3 and verse 4.
那是耶和华神所说的话
It's the Lord God Jehovah what he spoke.
如果你看耶和华神所说的话
If you look at the words that our Lord God Jehovah said.
你知道那里在描写一个完美的国度
And you know that he's there describing a perfect kingdom.
换一句话说
In other words,
整个这首诗
And the whole psalm, the whole hymn,
它最重要的中心
The most important focal point
是期盼着神那个完美的国度
Is actually looking forward to the perfect kingdom of God.
如果我们想很快的理解大卫这首诗
If we want to very quickly understand this hymn, the psalm of David's
我们可以从三个角度来读这首诗
We can read this psalm from three angles
第一我们可以看一看一个完美国度它的根据是什么
So first of all we can look at what a perfect kingdom is based on
第二个角度是一个完美国度它的特点是什么
And the second point that we look at, what is the special feature of a perfect kingdom?
第三个是完美国度它的排他性
And the third point is a perfect kingdom's exclusivity.
那我们先看第一方面
Then let's look at the first angle.
那当然就是第一节到第三节的上半段
Of course, then it's from verses 1 to the first part of verse 3.
同时加上第五节。
To add on, of course, verse 5.
这是完美国度的根据。
This is the foundation of a perfect kingdom.
诗歌的翻译。
The translation of Psalms.
有很多困难。
There are many difficulties.
因为很难表达原来的意思。
Because it's very hard to express the original meanings.
那么大卫末了的话
So therefore, the last words of David
在希伯来原文里面
In the original text of the Hebrews
他第一个字
The first word,
如果翻成英文的话,
if you translate it into English,
就是 oracle.
It's oracle.
如果翻成中文的话,
if you translate it into Chinese,
就是圣言,
it's the holy words.
换一句话说,
in other words,
他一开始大卫末了的话,
it begins with the last words of David,
就是圣言,
it's holy words.
有人根据原文把它直接翻成英文的时候
And someone to base on the original text directly translate into English
他说 Oracle of David, son of Jesse
Basically the Oracle of David, son of Jesse
Yes, Oracle of the man who has been raised up high 如果我们把它翻成中文你就发觉那个味道就不对了
But then if we translate into Chinese you feel that the flavor may not be the same
因为你把它翻成中文你最多只能够说耶西的儿子大卫的圣言
Because you can only mostly translate into the son of Jesse the holy words of David
你看不出来他那个强调在那个 oracle 这个概念上
You cannot see the emphasis on the word oracle
Oracle 这个字
The word oracle
在希伯来原文里面这个字在圣经中一共用了376次
And in the original text of Hebrews we use 376 times
其中有365次
And among them 365 times
是耶和华的宣告
It's the declaration of our Lord Jehovah
其他的一些呢
And in other times,
就像我们在这里所看到的
just like what we just read here,
是一些人所说的预言
is some prophecies uttered by some people.
换一句话说
in other words,
大卫一开始讲到他末了的话的时候
and David, when he began to speak his last words,
其实他强调的
what he actually emphasized on,
是耶和华的话
is the words of our Lord Jehovah.
他讲到耶西的儿子
talks about the son of Jesse
如果你仔细的读圣经
if you read the Bible carefully
每一次讲到耶西的儿子
every time he talks about the son of Jesse
绝对不是说耶西的儿子
is not using a very strong tense the son of Jesse
好像很骄傲
as if very, to be very proud
很荣耀
very glorious
不是的
No
耶西的儿子
The son of Jesse
是说到他出生的卑微
It's talk about the humbleness of his birth
当大卫说他一生总结的时候
When David is talking about the conclusion of his whole life
他第一个先强调的是他出生的卑微
The first thing he emphasizes is the lowliness of his birth
接下来他就说
And he continues to say
得居高位
That he was able to be exalted to the most high place
原文的意思
And the meaning of the original text
一个蒙抬举的人
A person who is being exalted
一个被抬举是什么意思
When a person is being lifted high, what does that mean?
绝对不是这个人厉害
Is not that, definitely is not that this person is very powerful.
不是这个人聪明。
Is not that this person is clever.
不是这个人有资格。
That, not that this person is qualified.
是恩典临到了他。
Is that grace has come upon him.
把他抬举起来。
And he's being exalted.
是神莫大的恩典。
And it's the greatest grace from God.
大卫讲到他自己。
When David talks about himself,
第一个强调是他是耶西的儿子。
The first thing that he emphasized on is that he's the son of Jesse.
说到他出身卑微。
Talks about the lowliness of his birth.
第二个讲到他是蒙抬举的人。
The second point talks about that he's a person who's being exalted.
他是被神的怜悯的人。
He's one who receives mercy from God.
第三他在讲到什么呢
Third point, what is he talking about then?
他是雅各的神所高的那一位。
He's a man who's anointed by the God of Jacob.
我们都知道他是被撒母耳高的。
We all know that he's being anointed by Samuel.
但是他强调。
But he emphasized.
他是被雅各的神所高的。
That he's anointed by the God of Jacob.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
雅各的神。
The God of Jacob.
如果他说他是亚伯拉罕的神，
If he says that he's a God of Abraham,
所高的，
anointed by him,
这个没有问题的。
That is, it itself is okay.
因为亚伯拉罕真的是一个属灵的英雄。
Because Abraham truly is a spiritual hero.
他真的很了不起。
He's truly great.
他的神来高，哇，真的很棒。
To be anointed by his God, that's excellent.
雅各。
But Jacob.
雅各是什么东西啊？
Who's Jacob?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要忘记，
Don't forget,
旧约里的雅各，
The Old Testament, Jacob in the Old Testament,
是一个自私，
He's a very selfish,
是一个欺骗，
He's a deceitful,
是一个贪心，
He's a greedy,
是一个诡诈，
He's a deceitful and crafty person,
是个什么都不好的东西啊。
He's everything, nothing good about him.
如果你讲到雅各的生命有什么可以值得神去爱他的，
So then if you want to talk about what good thing there are in Jacob's life that is worthy of God's love for him,
有人说那个答案只有一个英文字，
And some people say the answer has consists of only one English word,
叫 nothing,
什么都没有，什么都不是。
今天如果你的一个朋友像雅各，
Today if you have a friend who's like Jacob,
你知道雅各就是抓，
You know, Jacob means they're trying to grab.
抓什么？
What is he trying to grab hold of?
抓好处啊。
Some benefits for himself.
如果你有一个朋友今天跟你在一起，
If you have a friend who's with you today,
他所有所说所做所想，
All the things that he does, he thinks about and what he is doing,
就是要利用你，
is to make use of you,
就是要从你得好处，
is to gain good, something good from you.
我请问你，你会愿意跟这种人长时间在一起吗？
Let me ask you, are you willing to be together with this person for a long term?
我们没有一个人喜欢跟雅各做朋友。
Not one of us would like to be friend with Jacob.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？
But brothers and sisters, do you know?
雅各的神却选上了他。
But God of Jacob actually chose him.
所以他说是雅各的神高了我。
So therefore he said he's anointed by the God of Jacob.
他知道。
He knows.
他不只是出身卑微。
Not only is his birth lowly.
他真的体会到保罗说的，我知道在我里面没有良善。
He's truly realized what Paul has said, there's no goodness in me.
他回顾他的一生，
He reflects back on his whole life.
你知道我们这些人啊，
You know all of us here.
我们都常常只想自己好，
We constantly just think good about ourselves.
我们都看不到自己的问题，
We cannot see our own problems.
但是我们看别人问题是专家，
But we are experts in finding out faults with other people.
可是当一个人像大卫这样子成熟的时候，
But when a person is as mature as David is now,
他认识他自己。
He knows himself.
他知道他实在是不像话。
He knows that he's truly not good.
然而雅各的神却高了他。
However, the God of Jacob actually anointed him.
他讲到他这一辈子。
He talks about his whole life.
他出生是耶西的儿子。
His birth is the son of Jesse.
他是蒙了神的恩典被高抬。
He's one who is receiving the grace from God, being anointed, being exalted.
然后他被雅各的神所高。
And then he's being anointed by the God of Jacob.
他这一辈子还有什么可以说的呢？
What can he say about his whole life?
他说以色列的美歌者。
And he said Israel's singer of songs.
那这个其实很难翻的。
Actually, this part is very hard to translate.
他是一个作歌的人呢？
Is a person who writes songs?
他是作美歌的人呢？
He's one who writes beautiful songs?
还是他是唱美歌的人呢？
Or he's a singer of beautiful songs?
希伯来原文不是很清楚。
The original Hebrew text is not very clear about it.
比较可能的猜测。
A little more possible speculation.
是猜他是唱以色列美歌的歌手。
Is that a singer of the Israel's beautiful songs?
我不知道你读到这里的时候，
I don't know when you read up to this part of the Bible,
你会不会惊讶?
Would you be amazed?
如果你是大卫,
If you are David,
你要终结你这一辈子的经历,
and you are trying to conclude your whole, the experience of your whole life,
你前面可以很谦卑,
you can be very humble in the first part.
但最后你是现在讲的你做什么了?
And now you're talking about what you're doing.
你会说什么呢?
What would you say?
你会说什么?
What would you say?
如果有一天你离开这个世界,你要用几句话描写你自己,你怎么说你自己?
If one day you will be departing from this world and you need to write a few words to conclude your life, what would you say?
我常春藤毕业的。
I'm graduated from the Ivy Leagues.
我挣了很多钱。
I made a lot of money.
我做过多高的官。
I was very high position as an official dignitary.
像我以前最喜欢跟人家吹嘘的时候，我有一大堆美国的专利。
I like to specially boast about in the future about my special American patents.
是吗？
Is that true?
这些东西当你要离开这个世界的时候，还有什么价值？
And what value are these things if you were leaving from this world?
我很惊讶。
I was amazed.
如果我是大卫。
If I were David.
我也许会说。
Maybe I would say.
我是耶西的儿子。
I'm the son of Jesse.
我蒙了神的恩典。
I have received the exalted by the Lord God.
我被雅各高了，雅各的神高了。
I'm anointed by the God of Jacob.
所以我做过一些事。
Therefore, I've done some things.
譬如说吧。
For example.
我把那个巨人格莱亚干掉。
I have killed the giant Goliath.
或者说。
Maybe I would say.
以色列人中只有我把耶路撒冷这个城给终于拿回来了。
The, among the Israelites, I'm the only one who's able actually taking back the city of Jerusalem.
至于我是多么英明的国王那就不说了。
As to what an intelligent and good king, I would even not say it.
然而在大卫的心目中。
However, in the hearts of David,
他觉得他一生最大的成就。
He felt that the greatest achievement of his whole life,
无论是写诗歌
whether it's regarding hymns, psalms,
writing
hymns, psalms,
我们都知道大卫写了最多的诗篇
and we know that David wrote most psalms,
或者是比较准确的比较大家接受的翻译是他是一个唱诗的人
or maybe a more acceptable translation that he's one who sings psalms.
不管是写诗还是唱诗
Regardless of whether he wrote psalms or he sings psalms
你知道那是做什么事吗
Do you know what that means? What is it he's doing?
那是赞美神
That is praising God
他终结他一生最大的成就
He's concluding the greatest achievement of his life
是敬拜神
Is to worship God
是赞美神
To praise God
我读到这里
When I read up to here
我深受感动
I was greatly moved
因为人一生在地上所做的一切的事
Because all the things that a man did on earth
没有比赞美神
Nothing is more important than
没有比敬拜神
Not comparing to worshiping God and praising God
有更了不起的永恒价值
Has greater eternal value
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.